Live from Bompton, Compton, California. Put your hands together for the Ball Smack Top Soar. Whoa. A lot of love. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, you're too kind. Yeah. You know, niggas be wondering why I start my shows off the way I do. See, I'm just different from the rest of these motherfuckers, man. I try to come in with a lot of good intentions and energy for y'all motherfuckers. You understand me? Fuck, I gotta do out here to make it crack open, and you are now experiencing the world famous Ball Smack Podcast. RNS, y'all. RN motherfucking S. Oh, yes. It's a beautiful motherfucking night. I'm happy as fuck to be up in here spitting this good, high-quality game to y'all motherfuckers, man. It been a few days and whatnot, man. I had to come right back in, man, with a little something for y'all motherfuckers, man. It been too much shit going on. It's too much shit going on, man. I had to come back in here and chop it up with y'all motherfuckers one time. Ball Smack Topsoil, extra relevant for y'all motherfuckers. You know how we get down. We always come with the bomb agenda for you. We always come with our sponsors, niggas in the news, reader, listener, emails, restaurant of the week, when I can remember that shit, and some good game for y'all motherfuckers, you understand me? So let's get this shit bracken and going in the right direction that it's supposed to be going in. You know, as you can see, the Ball Smack Topsoil is solo like a motherfucker this evening, man. I just wanted to come in real fast and cover some of this motherfucking bullshit, man. You know, get off a couple reader, listener emails and shit. You feel me? Plus, man, I be feeling like I gotta stay current. You feel me? I gotta stay current for y'all motherfuckers, man. All right. Our sponsors, our first sponsor is Fresh Start Vitamins. Fresh Start Vitamins. Go to freshstartvitamins.com and get you some Fresh Start Vitamins. Or you could go to 7-Eleven or something, but you're going to pay more. But if you go online, it'll be fine, let me tell you. Them Fresh Start Vitamins ain't no motherfucker joke, man. I try to tell y'all motherfuckers, man. I fuck with them motherfuckers, and I felt a power surge, man. I done jogged without them, and I done jogged with them. And it's just a big improvement, man. I can vouch for it, man. I'm telling you, man. I told niggas, man. Nigga, busting nuts. The nut volume is way bigger. That's for me. Ball Smack Topsoil just trying to put you up on some health game, man. Y'all, a lot of y'all motherfuckers unhealthy as fuck, man, out there off the Xan, lean Percocets, man. Take some goddamn vitamins, at least drink some water, nigga. Y'all niggas need to drink some motherfucking waters, you unhealthy motherfuckers. Shout out to Nipsey Hussle, man. That victory lap is fire, man. God damn it. And I'm going to tell you, man, Nipsey Hussle trying to set an example for y'all youngins out there, man. He's telling you, man, that lean is some fucking chemicals like a motherfucker, man. You little motherfucker. Y'all niggas got to be strong out here, man. Something coming in the future, man. I don't know, man. I think niggas got to go to war out here, man. I don't know, man. I ain't trying to say nothing bad or nothing, man. But I'm just trying to tell you, man, you want to be healthy out here, man. Ball smack topsoil. Anyway, Fresh Start Vitamins. Fuck with Fresh Start Vitamins. God damn it. Our second sponsor is Simple Organic Kombucha. Y'all niggas need to fuck with that Simple Organic Kombucha, man. It's some motherfucking like fruit beer, man, but it don't get you drunk, but it got this fruit beer light, man. It tastes bomb. Fuck with it. Ball smack topsoil. Suggest you be a healthy nigga out there, man. I be seeing that white people be fucking with that. And I ain't no racist motherfucker. I'm just trying to tell you, man. I see white people doing certain shit. I be like, why is that motherfucker doing that right there? And I investigate that shit. And I apply that shit if it's good for me. And I'm telling you, fuck with that. Kombucha, man. They be drinking that shit, man. Let me tell you something, man. Ball smack topsoil be knowing. Holla. Yeah. Man, our third sponsor is Trojan Ultra Thin Bearskin Condoms. Man, y'all niggas, you know I'm an advocate of protecting yourself out there in that battlefield. Man, y'all niggas be swept up off of them drugs, man. I'm telling you, man, I keep talking about the goddamn drugs. Y'all niggas, on the way to go beat that pussy up, stop off at the fucking 7-Eleven. Stop off at 7-Eleven. Get you some hats. Trojan Ultra Thin Bearskin Condom. Ball Smack Topsoil. Certify that, man, y'all motherfuckers. And our final sponsor is BallSmackStreetwear.com. Go through BallSmackStreetwear.com and get you some motherfucking Ball Smack Streetwear, my nigga. Fuck with me. Fuck with us. Fuck with us. Use promo code GWeeder too, man, to get a fucking discount, my nigga. Free G weed. Alright, man. It's time to get into the motherfucking show, you know. Ball smack topsoil for niggas in the motherfucking news. Niggas in the motherfucking news, man. We got to talk about, let's do Tekashi first. Let's do Tekashi. We know what Tekashi did and said. Everybody follow him. He was more popping on All-Star Weekend than All-Star Weekend. Boy, I tell you, man. That's a beautiful thing, man, the way he had everybody eyes on him, man. And I'm going to give him props for that. We got to salute that. We got to salute that. If you can get all eyes on you like that, hey, man, that's a gift, man. He got caught leaving up out at the LAX by two niggas from Texas. Wasn't even no niggas on some gangbang hunting shit. Just two niggas that he disrespected. The bitches they had dropped off at the airport. And them niggas was defending the bitches. I guess Tekashi go hard on the bitches. I don't know. But anyway, that's an irony right there. The nigga got a case for bitches, for touching underage bitches, and he get into it with some bitches at the airport. You see that? You see that correlation right there? Because, see, as a famous motherfucker, you really don't need to be getting into it with no bitches. You got fucking issues if you getting into it with bitches as a famous motherfucker on some thirsty shit. Let me tell you something, man. That's some bullshit right there. I'm not going to get into it, but I'm just flowing and glowing. You understand me? So, Tekashi gets beat up. Two niggas Now, see, it's two niggas from Texas, right? Now, the thing about that is that it was on camera, and it's basically like niggas got to see your skills. Niggas got to see how y'all niggas really get down. Y'all's talking a lot of shit, and you really got to see y'all niggas really ain't that vicious like that. Now, see, when you evaluate the fight, you got two niggas against like six or seven niggas, and then Tekashi come jump back in that shit. You know what I'm saying? Niggas didn't get washed up. Them two niggas didn't get handled. Them niggas should have been stomped out, unconscious, left out there. Now, y'all would have went to jail or whatever, but, I mean, them niggas should have been hurting, kind of getting up, trying to get back to the car. It wasn't really like they handled them. And then nigga tried to dope fiend one of the niggas too, man. It was a weak dope fiend. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's just a bad look for Tekashi. Now, I will say that it should enhance the promotions for his album coming out. I do feel like it's some comedy shit, man. You know what I'm saying? With the all eyes on him. It's good. He got good music. And a lot of people look at this type of shit and say, hey, man, that's some dumb motherfucker shit. Why would a motherfucker be doing this shit? Reckless, putting his life in danger, getting out here like this, taking these risks, disrespecting Los Angeles and all these little niggas out here to get upset behind that shit. Not to be disrespecting y'all, calling y'all little ass niggas, but it's the young niggas that's mostly upset about this shit and want to really get at Tekashi like he did something. Because he ain't really did nothing like that when you think about it, but I can't understand why the youngins is hot. You feel me? So, bottom line is, man, I say if that's what you got to do to generate your attention and your respect and clout out here, that's what you got to do, then you got to do that. That's what you got to do. And you got to think about it. Would you, it's certain niggas that really come to grips with some shit and be like, I'm willing to die before I be a regular nigga. Now, just because Tekashi got dropped out there and got socked out of his shoe and some other shit like that, that don't mean he ain't willing to die behind this shit, you know? He just don't have no squabbles. His technical skills ain't all together. His crew technical skills. Let me tell you, man, them niggas is really lucky that they didn't come across. See, I don't think no dangerous danger. No disrespect to y'all niggas that was hunting them, but I don't think no hyper dangerous niggas was looking for Tekashi like that. However, the way Tekashi and them was moving around, they could have came across some niggas that might have been like, you know what, let's just go on ahead and beat these niggas up for some fun and some shit. And it could have been way worse. You got to think about it. That you had a problem with two regular niggas. It's some dangerous packs of niggas around this motherfucking man moving around. You might bump into balling, man. It's a lot of dangerous packs of balling niggas that might have. But once again, I understand, hey, man, fame at all costs, clout at all costs. This is what you want to do, willing to die for it. I understand the youngins, man, out here pushing the line. So, hey, I feel you. So, shout out to Tekashi. I do have a prophecy, though, because I feel like his problems is going to continue. I feel like I don't know what a nigga could do to slow it down, but I think niggas' problems is going to keep happening because niggas look at this get away from L.A. shit like a victory or some type of shit. I think it's more or less of a battle. You won that battle, but maybe you see you got to come back to this motherfucker, man. I don't know. And niggas is inspired now because they seen the technical skills of your crew. Motherfuckers is inspired now. You feel me? That's what you got to think about. Niggas is inspired now because they seen the technical abilities of your crew. All right, let me get off of that. The Blac Chyna sex tape. The Blac Chyna sex tape. Let me tell you, man, my thoughts on that. I feel like it's good promotions for her album coming out of some music. I know the bitch working on some music. I think that's good promo. A lot of motherfuckers is on the bitch head about her performance in the video. What can you say, man? I would hope that she don't suck dick like that, but I'm assuming that was like some... that was like some on-purpose type of... they knew they was going to release that shit. I think they was... it's like... because it's like a soft porn dick suck, really. And it ain't even vicious. It ain't... there's no viciousness in it. You go to Pornhub and pull it up. It's no vicious... it's nothing... no enthusiasm. If that really was the way she sucked dick, for real... I don't know how you could just tolerate a bitch like on a regular basis, man. You really, unless you just going beyond just to fuck with her because of who she is and all that shit. But, you know, man, I know square bitches that do have way more enthusiasm, sound effects, spit, gagging sounds. I know some square bitches that... I mean, for real, for real. So I know that that probably was for the camera. Maybe she didn't want to show herself going all out like that for that nigga. And then that nigga, I can understand why he put his name with that, because he didn't get his picture in there. And he had to make sure that he got the clout for that. Even though, yeah, that's pretty cool. I feel him. You got to put your name with that to make sure you get the clout for that. You don't want to miss that clout. I understand it. I forgot that nigga name. Ferrari something, whatever his name is. Yeah. Shout out Black China, though. I feel you, man. You got to do what you got to do to survive out here, bitch. I see you. Good luck. I wish you well on your music thing. You feel me? Yeah. Our next nigga in the motherfucking news is Fergie. Fucking up the anthem, or did she fuck up the anthem? She might have didn't even know she fucked up the anthem. You feel me? Because she was high as fuck. But anyway, I'm going to just say this, man. Fergie, it's amazing. I know a lot of motherfuckers, when you see that shit, when you, especially you bitches that can sing, especially cute bitches that can sing, for real. I know y'all bitches see that shit and you feel the irony of a bitch being a multi-millionaire bitch from singing, from being a singer that can't sing. That's some fascinating shit right there. I know that's some hard shit for a lot of bitches to just die. It's hard for niggas. I mean, you know, you look at that, you go, God damn, man, this bitch really can't sing. And she's worth millions and millions of dollars, tour the world singing. And then Fergie, you feel me? She can't rap and she can't sing. What the fuck? What the fuck? But the studio do wonders, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, she's a white girl. What do you expect? It's fucked up, ain't it? Fucked up ass world, ain't it? Shout out to Fergie. Fergie, I ain't mad at you, bitch. They paid you to come out there and sing, and you went out there and sung, bitch, and that's that. If it was bad, too bad. It was entertaining. Motherfuckers remember that shit. You feel me? I remember that shit. Motherfucking leg itching like a motherfucker. Yeah, hey, y'all motherfuckers go to Ball Smack Streetwear and get this, the bitch smile shirt, man, because... You want bitches to smile, my nigga. Bring joy. You know what I'm saying? Ball Smack Topsoil is into bringing joy in this motherfucker. For real. Keep it 100 with y'all niggas, man. You hear me? Hold on. All right. So, Fergie. God bless Fergie. Alright, our next nigga in the news Black Panther, man. I went and seen Black Panther. I went and seen it. I saw Black Panther. You know what? If I was living in Wakanda, I would never leave that motherfucker. I would only leave as a spy to come figure out what what the rest of y'all motherfuckers out here was doing, and to make sure that our shit stayed straight and bull. Wakanda was dope. I thought the movie was dope. It was a beautiful film. The way it made niggas look, it was beautiful. I really liked the way it made niggas look. I like his little sister in there as like the genius bitch figuring out shit. It was a beautiful film. I like the villain. I can't remember his name. No, Krull or whatever the fuck his name. I liked him. I didn't like he. I thought he died a little bit early in it. You feel me? I don't want to be spoiling it for no motherfuckers, but I thought he died a little bit early in it. I love the bitches. You know, as the ball smack top soil, man, I would love to have the bald head bitches with me, man. Like all four of them bald head bitches with me at all times. I would roll like that. I thought that shit was beautiful, man. Four bald head killers bitches with me, man. Just bitch. They know that's how you supposed to be. Killers. Your bitches. Four bitches. Killers. Nigga, with me. That's how I move around. Killers with me. You feel me? That shit is beautiful. That was beautiful shit right there, man. God bless that. I love that. My only beef with the film, and I got to say this, man, and I don't give a fuck if this is spoiling it for motherfuckers, man. My only beef was at the beginning when the king had to kill his little brother and he left his little brother's son there, man. Now, that to me was bizarre as fuck. I didn't understand it, man. That's the only part that lost me. He was supposed to kill his brother. You feel me? Kill him. Or better yet, snatch this motherfucker up and his son and just bring them motherfuckers back and put them motherfuckers in jail or some shit, man. But, okay, he killed his brother. He should have went and got the son. That's the only thing. Everything else, don't nobody be mad at me. Everything else was bomb. I can't fuck with none of it. I can't say nothing about nothing. I thought the final words of Killmonger was dope. Man, it was beautiful. Beautiful film. I highly suggest you go see it. I left skipping up out that motherfucker. It was beautiful. I rocked all black in that motherfucker. Even though I was talking shit last episode, I rocked all black in that motherfucker. I put up the picture, nigga, on Instagram, nigga. Went to see it in Barson, nigga, in the hood, too. Everything close to the hood, nigga. You feel me? Ball smack top soils. Black Panther, nigga. And we releasing the Compton's Righteous Black Panther full sweatsuit is dropping by the time this show get out there. It's going to be at BallSmackStreetwear.com. It's all black. Compton's Righteous, niggas. Lit. Dope. Ass shit. Fuck with. You know I make tight shit out here, nigga. You understand me? BallSmack top motherfucking soil, nigga. Yeah, nigga. Alright. More All-Star Weekend shit. Bernice Burgos and Quavo seen together. Bernice, Burgos, and Quavo seen together at All-Star Weekend. Now, what does that tell me? Well, that tells me that Quavo is affected by the Cardi B Offset shit. Is like, I see the gravity of that is warping reality around that shit, because his bitch is a regular bitch, and see, when you bring that super bitch, super bad bitch in with you. Now, the only thing about the Bernice Burgos, man, is, hey, man, Bernice Burgos got to be 38, 39, and that nigga got to be like 22, 23. Niggas is a, that's a, man, that's a lot of MILF. GILF, you feel me? GILF, a lot of GILF. That's a whole lot of GILF. She a bad bitch, though. You know what I'm saying? And I know she ain't really going for no side bitchism. Quavo is affected by that Cardi B shit. I understand, nigga. It's hard, man. Offset and his bitch walk in. It's a warped reality, man. They don't even see you and your bitch. And you the nigga making the music. You like, nigga, I'm the one that made the fucking beat, man. Goddamn, I gotta get me a super bitch. You get to looking around for a super bitch, and it's just Bernice, man. And damn. Bernice 38, nigga. You feel me? She gonna handle you, my nigga. She gonna handle you, Quavo. If you fuck with her, she gonna win, nigga. There's no way you could defeat Bernice, nigga. She know everything. She done been around. Woo! Quavo, get ready. You get ready for that real bitch, my nigga. All right. Drake's God Plan. Shout out that video. I don't give a fuck. That was some genius shit. Drake, to me, is cutting edge nigga out here. It's only him and Kendrick battling right now. No other niggas can't even fuck with what he doing. Only Kendrick have a chance. And he won up the hell on Kendrick. Kendrick and them is trying to figure some shit out right now. Even though Black Panther and them came out and this shit, them niggas is over there thinking about this, because, man, the nigga Drake coming with the heater concept with this is fucking brilliant, man. I love it. This whole shit is tight, man. It's brilliant, man. Shout out to Drake, man. Little young niggas, man. OVO niggas cracking, nigga. Niggas smart as fuck, man, for that shit, man. I see y'all niggas, man. Our next nigga in the news is Hail motherfucking Real, man. You know what? I always kept an eye on Hail Real. I always liked Hail Real. He was one of them Dipset niggas I always was like, hey, you know what? I like that nigga. He looked brazy. Like, you know, he looked like a demon. Like, you know what? That nigga look like a Sharpay. Hell, Real, you look like a motherfucking Sharpay, man. A black Sharpay, my nigga. I like niggas like that, man. That's, you know what I'm saying? I liked Hell, Real, and what was that fucking movie that he was what's the name? Sidekick in the whole movie. Cam'ron's sidekick in the whole movie. I can't remember. One of the gangster movies Cam'ron made. I can't remember. It was tight. I liked Hell Real. But anyway, seen the video, Hell Real getting beat up in front of his mom by niggas. I don't know what's going on in they soil, what the issues is or whatnot. And you never know where niggas' rankings is amongst the soil, you know. Niggas be in the soil, you know, you see Hell Real Dipset, but he have a rank in his soil, and maybe these niggas is over him, and maybe he owes some money or something, because, you know, the way I see it is, if I know that I got niggas hunting for me, if I know that I got niggas looking for me with ill intentions, then if I'm in the open like that, I got the thing with me, and I'm killing y'all niggas. Soon as y'all niggas come in there and touch me, soon as they got the first couple of socks in, they would have socked me onto the floor and started to, you know, try to do me in, I would have created space, got back, and I would have killed them niggas. Period. Right there, nigga. Now, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, Hill Real come out and do a video talking about this all real jewelry, and I got on my Gucci flip slides, I'm comfortable and shit. No, nigga, you not comfortable, nigga. You just got beat up on camera, my nigga. You feel me? I don't know what your complications is, man, but it's weird out here. It's fucked up for niggas, man. It's fucked up for niggas, man. White people don't have to deal with this shit. Getting beat up and getting your rank and losing respect out here. Niggas don't even want to listen to your music because you got beat up, which don't have nothing to do with music, really. But niggas don't even want to listen to you because they saw you get beat up in a restaurant in front of your fucking mama. That shit is brazy. Brazy as fuck. Man, I'm just vibing with y'all motherfuckers, man. It's a beautiful night. Just trying to get in some of this work right here, man. You know. You got a Fox reporter telling LeBron, nigga, just dribble, nigga, shut up, nigga. You don't feel no racism. Nigga, just dribble. See, I want motherfuckers to understand, man. She said just dribble. But she really said nigga, just dribble. You feel me? That's what that bitch really said, nigga. Let them get it twisted. That's what that bitch said. And that's how motherfuckers look. That's how a lot of motherfuckers look at these athletes out here. Like, you lucky ass nigga to be making all that motherfucking money. Nigga, shut the fuck up and keep making all the money and be happy, nigga, before we throw your ass back with the regular niggas, nigga. Hey, you know what, man? Hey, man. I suggest the motherfucker stock up on their artillery legally. Stock up on your artillery. I suggest you be... Hey, how you doing, man? Yeah. I suggest y'all be exercising and taking care of yourself, man, because I feel like it's something about to happen out here, man. It's getting wild. You can't tell what's going on. I'm telling you. Keep it 100. So, just dribble. You feel me? You gotta just dribble. Yeah. All right, now. Let's see who. Okay, that's about it, man. We gonna hold up right there, man. You all right? Yeah. You know, this here, like, my favorite part of the show, really. Like, reader, listener, email. It's like the best part for me. All right. Let me flow and glow. A nigga from Los Angeles writes to Boss Smack. He says, Boss Smack, a bitch did me in on Valentine's Day, my nigga. Check me out. I have been trying to get at this bitch for a few months. We went out a few times. I thought we was getting close. I haven't fucked, but I thought we was getting close. Long story short, Valentine's Day was rolling around. I asked if she wanted to do something. She said yes. I told her to meet me at the Cheesecake Factory. She said, cool. I was at the Cheesecake Factory on Valentine's Day waiting for her. She was supposed to be there at 7:30. At 7:33, she texts me and said she would be like a half hour late. And that was the last I heard from a bitch. I can't believe I got curbed like that. I had even bought the bitch a little gift. Oh, and of course, everybody in the restaurant just noticed the fucking waitress. They just brought a nigga a free piece of cheesecake and a gift certificate and shit. Boss Mac, why the fuck this bitch do me like this? I can't believe it. I really thought I was doing good. Any explanation, this bitch done blocked me on all social media. Alright. You know, there's a ancient philosophy of bitch activity, of bitch treachery. It's ancient. It's like you don't know what a bitch is really gonna do. You don't know when a bitch is gonna go. You don't know, right? And on that note, for a bitch to do something like that, you had to really be kind of like, she might have been just really tolerating you. You was on the verge the whole time. You wasn't really a nigga she really, really, really wanted to fuck with. You probably was a nigga she was passing time with or something, man. And then when you press for Valentine's Day, you probably put a bitch in a situation. You know what I'm saying? And ain't no telling, man. Maybe she was with another nigga that night, or maybe she just didn't want to fuck with you, man. I mean, you can't be putting pressure on bitches, man, when they don't want to be fucking with you, man. The bitch don't want to be bothered with you. You got to sense that shit. You got to have a sensory of I'm forcing some shit on a bitch. You feel me? You know what I mean? 9 times out of 10, you's forcing some shit on a bitch, and that's why this happened to you, man. That's why this shit happened to you, bro. So, you know what I mean? Don't force shit on bitches. You gotta be like, you gotta feel the vibe, bro. Like, you know, that's the best way I could put it. You gotta feel the motherfucking vibe, my nigga. Yeah. Okay, we got another reader-listener email. Our second reader-listener email comes from a bitch from Gainesville, Florida, right in the Boss Smack top soil. She say, Boss Smack, I'm out here making it in this fucked up world. I got a decent nigga on the team. I've been fucking with. Everything was cool and going okay up until the second time that I let this nigga fuck. During the session, this nigga started telling me how much he wanted to make good love to me and all this other simp shit. How much he been wanting to love me and all this simp shit, ball smack. I couldn't take it. Made me want to leave. I mean, pussy just dried out. We started arguing. Ended up fighting. I ended up getting up leaving. Ball smack. Everything was cool until this nigga said this sucker shit. What is that? I think I just like real niggas. Speak on this. All right. You know what? I have a theory about talking while fucking. Either don't say nothing or talk hella shit. That's my policy. And when I say talk shit, I mean open up with bitch. You feel me? You gotta open up with bitch. Whatever. You feel me? You gotta open up with bitch. Do this. Bitch, do that. You feel me? You gotta come in hard, bro. Or don't say nothing. Don't the soft sucker love shit, man. That's movie shit. I don't know if that's real. You don't see that in, I don't even really think I've seen that in porn. Unless it's certain porn for that, where they have specific, maybe it's some specific porn for that. But in general, like if you just looking at porn, you never see nothing like that. You feel me? Like, so I don't know where that exists at. You feel me? You got to be saying what you feel, like, you know what I'm saying? And most of the time, it's some, you be feeling some animal type of shit. So say the animal shit. You feel me? You see what this bitch just felt about this nigga right here. You feel me? It's just good game, man. I'm just trying to told y'all motherfuckers, man. It's just good game. You feel me? Yeah. It's a good night, man. You know what I'm saying? I can't complain, man. You know, out here spending some good game, man. You know what? I'm thinking about doing like a little... do I have anything else? I think that's it. Yeah, I'm just thinking about keeping it a compact and just punch nigga show. You feel me? It's like that punch show. You feel me? We just punch that shit in and get it done. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, nigga. Tell your bitch to smile, my motherfucker. Get this shirt, man. Get the hat, too. Got the snapbacks, too, on deck. What is it? Anything else? I think that's about it. I think that's about it for this one. Follow Ball Smack at Ball Smack Topsoil at Ball Smack Streetwear and the Ball Smack Podcast. You feel me? Do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Donate bossmeezy@yahoo.com to donate. I know you're supposed to have a direct donate link. I got to set that shit up some type of way, man. Rate and review this on iTunes. I need them reviews, man. Y'all niggas, man, look out with some reviews, shitty or whatever, man. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying? And yeah, what else we got? Did I have one more? I thought I had one more. I think I had one more reader listener email. I can't remember. Maybe it'll come to me. But I'm going to be out.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming out. The Top Mac Nigga Show is a Ball Smack Industries production. Put your hands together for a special musical guest. I ain't going to even say no names.
Yeah, for sure. you.